வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of August, 1973, in Paris, France.
The same age of neighboring quarters, they will join, they will feast, procession, sankirtan, everything in my nature form, and my father will spend. He will not hesitate. Yeah? Therefore my father's friends used to joke, the Ratha Yatra ceremony is going on at your home, and you do not invite us. What is this? Father replied, they are all children playing. Oh, children playing. You are avoiding us by the name of children. But it was regular procession. And for 8 days, there was feasting.
That was the same time as the big procession.
Huh?
That was the same time as the big procession?
Yes, during the Ratha Yatra festival. 8 days, 8 different varieties of foodstuff. My mother would cook and offer to Jagannath. Daily bhogaritri, decoration with flowers. It was regular.
What did the cart look like?
Huh?
What did the Rath cart look like? Just a miniature of the one in Puri?
That I can give you a diagram. Let me give you.
Yeah.
I played with it, I remember perfectly.
What about, did the girls participate?
Huh?
Did the
no,
girls, small it, girls?
The small girls, they participated. One or two.
How many boys were there?
Not less than a dozen. And then public will gather. So it was regular procession, not very big. Everyone knew there is children there playing.
Did they play at
Ratha? I used to decorate myself, painting with color. I'll give you a diagram of it. Covering. This is the idea.
So this was is not solid inside, but you could see through.
No, there are many columns, 16 columns supporting.
Like the Rath cart here, the columns, the wooden.
Yeah, no, here there is not column.
This was horse.
Yeah, wooden horse.
This is driver.
Yeah.
What kind of clothing did the boys wear? Did you wear?
No, ordinary.
Just shorts?
No, ordinary, yes. Dhoti and shirt.
Dhoti and shirt.
Someone without any shirt, because it is summer season. So there was no particular dress.
And were there instruments you were playing?
Yes, and this kol kartal, then the jhaj. Where is our first Pandit Mahaj? Then kol also, also dhuta.
When you did deity worship?
Huh?
When you did deity worship as a child?
Yes.
How did you do?
I imitate the Brahmins and my father.
With the lamp and the incense and...
Everything complete. Mm-hmm. I perform arati and offer prasada. In Agadavu deity there was altar decorated, a small deity, daily changing cloth, everything. Offering of incenses, everything.
When you, will the Ras ceremony go on in the court of Radha Govinda temple, in the courtyard?
No, that was separate. I was doing in my, but I was imitating how the worship is going on there.
But with the Rath cart, was that going on in the courtyard, Radha Govinda?
Yes, yes. First courtyard. From the road. The Sattu?
Yeah. Just inside.
Yeah, inside and stay for some time, then again circling, go away. Our house was, you know, that Malik's house?
Yeah.
Yes, that was also Malik's house, our. Our number was 151. In the middle, there was 153, and their house is 155. Just remember.
So part of the movie, it calls for either some narration by yourself, or it calls for some narration either by yourself or by someone else.
Well, someone else can narrate.
We wanted to describe the deity worship, why we're worshipping deities.
I was simply imitating, because my father was worshipping and we were always going to that Malik's Radha Govinda temple, that festival. We are practically the same family. I was known as one of the children of Malik's family. Other neighborhood men, they would know that I was belonging to their family.
You know,
because the house in which we are living, that belonged to the Malik family.
Yes.
One partner.
I saw that beautiful room, a very aristocratic room, with a nice chandelier and glass.
Now they are reduced. Otherwise, they are the most aristocratic family of Calcutta. Kashinath Malik. There are roads and lanes, Kashinath Malik lane. They belong to the house where we are living, that was Kashinath Malik's second brother. So his wife was living and she was a distant relative, grandmother of me. So she had no children, so we were living. With some relative he was living.
So we wanted to explain in the movie to people in general how the deity worship is authorized, how it's not worshiping just stone, how the deity is actually Krishna himself.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Krishna and Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, they are all the same. That you know you can explain.
Also, we wanted to give some very brief explanation of your past. How you were attached to Krishna from the very beginning of your life, how your friends offered you intoxication.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinang simatangihi yuga bhrashta sanjaya. It has come from previous life. Therefore I was given the opportunity to take birth in that family, Krishna association. And my father was a great Vaishnava. So Sushila and Simota, both things were confirmed. My father was Suchi. And although I did not belong to that family, but I was born in that aristocratic family. And I was raised amongst them. That confirms. This Krishna consciousness is coming from previous life. And some very authorized astrologers said that in my previous life I was a physician. And I did not commit any sinful act. He said like that. The only, if it is taken as sinful, I killed some snakes for medicinal purpose. Otherwise I did not commit any sin. He said like that. And it is right, because I had tendency in my childhood play to imitate a physician. I'd keep some medicine and my friends would come and feel that pulse and give some medicine. This was my play, I remember. Yes. Some powders.
Pills.
No, pills. Very small child at that time. So I play I play my Sitama special and they will stand. I give them some medicine.
And still you're giving medicine.
Yes, I was doing medicinal business. I was appointed Dr. Bose's laboratory laboratory manager.
But still you're giving medicine, you're giving Krishna medicine.
Yes. Bhava Shodhi. I know to prepare so many medicines, you see. Practically all allopathic medicine I can prepare. I Vedic also some. What is there? They are written in the book, I can prepare. So that confirmed my previous life also.
We wanted to include some very brief notes on your family. You had some family life and
my
business.
My father was a businessman. He was doing business. Although you are living the most aristocratic family, my father was middle class in those days, about 500 rupees income. It was not very much. But 70 years ago, 500 rupees meant nowadays 20 times. Everything has gone up 10 times, 20 times. We are purchasing at that time rice. My father had hobby, there must be full stock of rice. At least for 6 months. Rice and fuel and ghee and potato would stop. So, we had no difficulties. Everything was sumptuous, my father's time.
What about your family after you were married?
I have got sons, they are still there in Calcutta. A sannyasi does not require the history of his previous life. Some ideas I want to give.
We wanted to include like this, some very brief history of your, that you were in some business, of your meeting with your Guru Maharaj.
That is already explained in the Nishopanishad.
Yes. So it is all right to include all these.
1922, I met my Guru Maharaj. 1933, I was officially initiated. Then Guru Maharaj passed away in 1936. And he asked me, 15 days before his passing away, that you preach in English language in those countries. That will be your good and the person amongst whom you preach daily. This was his last instruction to me.
That was 15 days
before? 15 days before his passing. He passed away in 1936, December 30th. And that letter was written 13th December 1936.
Didn't he say something right away after he met you personally?
Yes. He said that Chaitanya White argued with him so many times. At that time I was congressman, uncooperated, I gave up my education. But I was appointed manager. Stopped my education in 1920, and then 21 I was appointed manager in Bose's Laboratory. Then 1923, I resigned the post. I was appointed the agent, Northern India. Then my business flourished like anything. I started my own laboratory in Lucknow, in pharmacy in Allahabad. That was very successful business. Everyone knew me in the chemical business. Then, 1933, I was initiated. In this way, gradually, I came in contact intimately. And Guru Maharaj, in 1935, all my godbrothers were meeting in Bombay. So I was living outside the mall. So they requested that, however, who is such a noble soul, why he should live outside the mall? So purposely I was living outside. I had my business office. I was living with my two children. Family was in Calcutta. So Guru Maharaj said, it is better to live a little outside and we'll do the necessity automatically in due course of time. He said that. So I could not understand what he meant by that. But it means that he was confident that this boy, in due course of time, will take up this matter for you. He said this very word. Oh, in due course of time, he will take things rightly. And it is better now to live a little apart from him. He said that.
Yeah, it's a premonition.
Then in 1936 he passed away and he left his letter with it. So I was thinking, what should I do? Of course, I took up this missionary idea as soon as I saw him in 1922, because we were trained up to some extent by our family tradition. So one of my friends took me to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1922. So at that time I could understand that here is a person who is actually doing the missionary activity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we were Vaishnava family. My father was Vaishnava, my grandfather was Vaishnava. We are all worshipper of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, my family tradition. So, at that time I could understand that here is a scientific person who is trying very nicely. So, he asked me to join immediately. But at that time I was family man. 1921, my first child was born. I was married in 1918, during student time. I was at that time third-year student. So I was thinking how to do. So in 1944, I started this Back to God.
From Allahabad?
No, from Calcutta.
From Calcutta.
So I was practically distributing. I was spending, in those days 300 rupees, 400 rupees was a large amount, but I was spending somehow or other from my business. And practically it was being distributed. You have seen some of the copies?
I saw some of the old copies. Mm.
So in this way, gradually, things change. I wanted to become a very big businessman and earn money and spend for this missionary work, but that was not very successful. So, in 1950, I retired practically. Not retired, but little in touch with business, whatever is going on, going on. Then 1954, I gave up connection with my family. I went to Jhansi. There I got a very big building. So I wanted to start the missionary activities under the name of the League of Devotees.
Mm. I saw your prospectus.
Yes. Is registered. So that was a very nice building. Somebody gave me. Then the governor of the province, Munshi, K. Munshi, his wife had an association of the women. She wanted that house. So the government circle, they began to press me to leave that house through the proprietor. So I was speaking, all my friends, they said that we don't go out, we shall help you. Then I thought that their government circle, they will, if they give pressure, how can we fight with them? And that was not a very nice place, Jhansi. Although the building was first class. Mm. That building is still there. Then I thought that instead of fighting with them, let me go to Vrindavan, then see. So I too went to Vrindavan. And then, in 1956, I left 54 and 56, I was living with my god brothers. Then I started again. In the meantime, for some years, 2-3 years, the Back to God was stopped. Then I started again in Delhi, You have seen my Delhi, Radha Krishna temple.
I went to one place that you stayed at.
Yeah.
Near
Juma Masjid.
Something, yeah.
So I was staying in Vrindavan in a very nice place. Then this Radha Damodar temple man, they called me that, why don't you come, live here. We give you two rooms. You just repair and live here. Whatever you like can be. So I thought it is Jiva Goswami's place. Otherwise, living in a very big palace, Kesi Ghat, for 7 years. Then I came to Radha Damodar temple. So I was writing Bhagavatam, back to Godhead, and printing in Delhi. In this way, when some books were prepared, then I came to America. And after coming to America, everything went.